The reason that I have the shortest blurb in there is because, well, maybe you've seen my website. It's www.lame.com. I did not provide them with enough information to make my story very colorful, but we had a bad week last week. One of our brothers died in a fire on Macon Street on the east side in Highlandtown. So I had a funeral to attend to, and it's not very often that firefighters die in the line of duty, but it happens. It's one of the things we face, and that's what I had to deal with. So I actually went to, damn it, I keep doing it. I went to school for communications, and one of the things they taught me in college was not to use the, I just did it again, the little clever things to fill time with, like and like, but I'll probably do it about 1,000 more times, so please excuse me. I've been educated, but I'll still use them as crutches. Caleb and the Brakeman. Give him a hand, man. Caleb and the Brakeman do a good job. They really do. Last time I was here, it was the strum that told us to get off the stage. So tonight's subject is fear. I'll tell you a little bit about fear from a patient of mine. The first 4 years of my time in the Baltimore City Fire Department, I had to ride the ambulance. I say had to ride because I like EMS, emergency medical services. I'm a paramedic, but it's not really why I joined the fire department. I wanted to be a fireman. I've wanted to be a fireman since I was about as tall as that drum. And that's why I went into it. I have a degree, made a whole lot more money riding a desk, wearing a suit and tie, and saying, yes, sir, no, sir, let me shuffle more papers for you. But I wanted to be a fireman, and that's why I am. So anyway, being a paramedic is not that much fun. It's relentless, and you ride calls all day and all night. There's never a less of a demand for emergency medical services. But I really went in there to be a fireman. But my first story is being a paramedic. Damn, I keep using these crutches. I hate that. Thank you, Caleb. Again, Caleb Stein, the Brakeman. But I took a man who was shot 7 times in the chest and face and legs, 25 years old. He was shot with a 25 caliber old pistol into shock trauma, and he kept telling me, oh, man, I think I'm going to die. I think I'm going to die. He's a big guy. He's bigger than me, and it was a small caliber pistol. I'm thinking, he's going to do all right. You know, he's got good vitals. You know, we've got the line started. We've got him stable. He's good to go. He keeps telling me, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. I'm like, no, you're not. You're good. You're good. But one of the things they tell you in paramedic school is when somebody tells you they think you're going to die, believe them. He was right. And I felt really, really bad about that because as we wheeled him into shock trauma, he went into cardiac arrest and we never got him back. And that's a fear that I forgot and lives with me to this day because this gentleman that I thought I did everything for told me he was going to die, and it turned out he was right. The scariest thing that I have had to go through personally as a firefighter was an apartment fire, 727 Drew Park Lake Drive. It's a high rise. It's filled with seniors who are low income. And when this call came out, it was on fire on the third floor and charred with smoke from the third floor to the 13th floor, which is as high as it goes. And when you have people who don't get around so well, you're really worried when all of their apartments fill with smoke and heat and fire. So when I pulled up, the driver was asking me for directions. Thank God that was one of the few places I knew how to get to at the time because I was still pretty new in the department. And I got him there. We pull up front, and there's smoke and fire pouring out of this place. And we see people 11 floors up, you know, leaning out the window, have broken out the glass, waving towels, and there's smoke pouring out. And the aerial ladder on a ladder truck looks real big and real strong. It's made of steel and aluminum. Got, you know, hydraulics and everything, but it only really goes about 7 or 8 floors, 100 feet in the air. We extended it as close to the building and as far out as we could. We got it to 11 floors. But that's still, like I said, close to the building and really straight up, which isn't very fun to climb. And when you're wearing turn-up pants, turn-up boots, a coat, helmet, air mask, carrying a mask, you know, you're carrying about 80 pounds of gear. It's like wearing a snowsuit and, you know, picking up the heaviest tool you have in the shed. Then you climb a ladder. And 110 feet, you know, maybe not sound like very much when I say the numbers, but climb it and it's a lot. Then you get up the ladder, and like I said, it's a steel aluminum ladder. It's pretty wide at the bottom. At the top, at 110 feet in the air, it kind of sways. It's not so much fun. At the top fly, when you're swaying back and forth, you climb the ladder, and then you run out of ladder. There's the balcony up here. Here's the tip of the ladder. So you kind of have to go. And there isn't so much dexterity when you're wearing a snowsuit and an air bottle and you're carrying an axe. And there's people, you know, waiting for you to get there at the tip of the ladder. So I have to get to the tip of the ladder and jump. From the tip of the ladder to the balcony is maybe 3-4 feet. Not so much distance from here to you and me, but when there's that much distance from the tip of the ladder and down, it's you make the balcony, or, well, you're done. That's the scariest thing I ever had to do, because I actually had to look down on the tip of the swing ladder, wearing my snowsuit and helmet, and the bottle kind of took me back here and there and everything, and had to jump onto the balcony. Well, who was it? You shit your pants? I might have. I don't think I actually did, but if, I might have, and I can't blame. I have puked a few times, so. Anyway. I'm right there with that guy, because I was literally scared shitless. You've heard that term? That's what I was. Understand now that once you've jumped onto the balcony with your snowsuit and your bottle and your, you know, big fire hat on and, you know, everything's good, you haven't done any work yet. There's still people waiting there to be rescued. Right. They're all like, "Hi, Mr. Fireman. You know, we can't breathe. Yeah. Can you get us out?" Okay. Sure. So that's when we went to work. You know, I got a medal for that, and the scariest thing I've ever done on a fire ground, anyway. But I'll tell you what. I joined the fire department because that's all I ever wanted to do. Like I said, I was as tall as this bass drum, and that's all I've ever thought about. I watched Emergency. Johnny Gage and Roy DeSoto were my heroes, and I used to watch it when I was 3 years old with my dad. But that's the only thing I've ever wanted to do, and I left a desk job to do it. But I'm not afraid to die in a fire. I'm not afraid to be hurt. That's part of what goes along with it. But I'll tell you something else. I just turned 36 this week. Don't clap. I'm sure half of you are 36 or older. But half of you who are 36 might have a wife or a husband, have children, and I have none of those. Hey, where's my husband? You know, really. I'm a very social guy. I like hanging out with people, and I didn't mean that to be funny. Thank you, Jessica.